بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الجوع وخشونة العيش والاقتصار على القليل من المأكول والمشروب والملبوس وغيرها من حظوظ النفس وترك الشهوات. الحمد لله. This is the 56th chapter of رياض الصالحين. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this chapter on the virtue of hunger, وخشونة العيش, and living a simple life, and sufficing with little food and drink and clothing with regard to the different pleasures of this world. And also he mentioned in this chapter, وَتَرْكِ الشَّهَوَاتِ, living out evil passions and desires. He mentions four verses of the Holy Quran, the beginning of this chapter, to emphasize this topic about living a simple life, the virtue of hunger, and sufficing little food and drink. قال الله تعالى فخلف من بعدي مخلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا. Allah Ta'ala says that they were followed by such evil successes who destroyed salah. Allah Ta'ala talks about some people. And then after that generation came a new generation, such people who destroyed salah. Either they rejected salah or they did not perform salah. And وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, they pursued their passions, they followed their desires. Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَوْفَ يَلْقُونَ غَيَّا, soon they will meet devastation. إِلَّا, except مَنْ تَابَ, whoever made tawbah. So the person who discarded salah or rejected salah, he made tawbah and he started bringing salah in his life. Wa amana, he brought iman in Allah, wa amila salihah, and he did good deeds. Faulaika yadkhuluna al-jannah, such people shall enter paradise. Wala yudlamuna shay'a, and they will not be oppressed in the least. So in this particular verse, وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهْوَاتِ, they follow the desires, they did not follow the sharia of that Nabi of the time. And they destroyed salah. So the result was, the consequence was that they will fall into Jahannam, except the person who makes tawbah, istighfar, he changes his life and he brings good deeds in his life. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala talks about Qarun. That Qarun emerged amongst his people, fi zinatihi, in pomp and splendor. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, those amongst the people who desired this worldly life, they would begin to say, يَا لَيْتَرَنَا مِثَّ مَا أُوْتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٌ. If only we possess what Qarun has been given, he's been given such a great fortune. That is what they desired, what Qarun was given, of the pleasures of this world. They admired his pomp and splendor. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, but the learned people amongst them said, وَيْلَكُمْ, oh, woe be to you. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, the rewards are better for him who believes and does good deeds by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should not be concerned about the pomp and splendor of this world. Rather, he should do those actions which will bring him great reward in the akhirat. So iman and amal salihah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Allah Ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be certainly questioned about all the bounties that Allah Ta'ala gave you. So the things in this world that we had, all the riches in this world, Allah Ta'ala will question you regarding all those things. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever desires the pleasures of this world, he only wants dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ, we shall give him immediately or speedily, we will grant whatever we will for whoever we wish. And Allah Ta'ala says, يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا, such a person then will enter Jahannam in a very admonished or rejected way. Allah Ta'ala will throw him into Jahannam, he'll be humiliated. مَذْمُومًا, he'll be blameworthy. مَدْحُورًا, and he will be rejected. مَطْرُودًا, he will be disregarded or rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were the four verses that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought. And the chapter again is the chapter of virtue of hunger, living a simple life and sufficing with little food. With just one hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبز شعير يومين متتابعين حتى قبض متفق عليه. وفي رواية ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم منذ قدم المدينة من طعام البر ثلاث ليال تباعا حتى قبض. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that the household of Rasulullah, his immediate family, they never ate a full stomach of barley bread for two consecutive days until his demise. Another narration says that they did not eat full stomach of wheat bread for three consecutive days from the time he came to Medina right till his demise. So we understand, imagine, just 2 days, consecutive days, there was no bread in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This teaches us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose a life of poverty. He was offered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Makkah, if you wish, you can have the whole valley of Batha as gold. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused, that I prefer to fast one day, feel hungry, I will make sabr, and I will be, and the next day I will eat and I will make shukr. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he preferred to fast one day and eat on the next day, so that he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is hungry, and he expresses his gratitude when he consumes food. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose his life of poverty right till his demise, despite the world coming to his feet. Allah ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing us that live a simple life, and this is will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean the person, Allah ta'ala has blessed him with plentiful of this world, that now he must not, to be embarrassed about. No, but use the dunya that Allah has given you in preparation for the akhirah. That is the important thing. Do not become consumed in this world, and also try and live a more simpler life. This is what we have been hearing all the time from mashayikh, our elders, our ulama, that let us bring our standard one lesser. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah should keep on mentioning, if you're living a very high standard of life, bring it one level lower, and then inshallah you will see that whenever there is some need and want, you are not in any difficulties, because you have brought yourself, your whole style of life, a bit more simpler. And this is what Shariat wants. Allah Ta'ala wants us to live a simple life. Our hearts should not be attached to this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi.